Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Westchester on the Level with your host, Hezzy Eris.
Good morning, everybody. It's just going to be you and I today. It's Wednesday, November 24th, 10 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. We're going to review some issues that have become literally very, very important to our readers. I have never seen such an outpouring of interest. I think this is our most popular article ever. It is amazing. At least not that it's popular because people love the subject matter, but because it's pertinent. Well, this article was written on the 23rd. It was, and it's entitled "The Most Recent Sexual Misconduct That the Yonkers Board of Education Has Validated by, quote, People in the Know," end quote, and it's written by me. It's called "The Hezitorial Regarding Sexual Misconduct," and the law requires that all adults are required to be the stewards to the entire student body in the Yonkers Public School District. That needs to be understood. A brazen sexual act took place at Saunders High School. People in the know learned that two boys memorialized their sexcapade that took place in the boys' room, while a third person, a videographer, memorialized their sexual act. The protagonist and the videographer were seemingly not concerned about being discovered. Even so, Principal Steve Mazzola learned of the incident, which was thereafter relayed to Yonkers Board of Education School Superintendent Dr. Edwin Cazada, as well as having been reported to the Yonkers Police, even though, bear with me a moment, because I see that I didn't open up the entire article, so bear with me a moment. Okay, so even though YPD was informed, they did not issue a press release. Instead, YPD has kept this incident under wraps, never divulging that this incident did take place and that they were made aware of it. And this act alone questions the integrity of the Yonkers Police Department. But there is more. In another separate scenario, this one having taken place at Palisade Prep involved a threesome comprised of two boys and a girl. And this incident was learned to have taken place at Palisade Preparatory School, Palisade Prep, or PPS as it's known, where the principal is Dr. Robert P. Vicuña. People in the know knew of the incident taking place. What they are uncertain about was whether the threesome engaged in a stairwell or in the school library itself. At issue is not the actual location, but that many sources vouch for the integrity that this incident did take place. Since the public was not informed, it would be logical to presume that the silence will likely embolden those engaged in such conduct on school property to repeat their conduct at the same or another venue, fearing no retribution whatsoever because they were likely not admonished over this incident. They likely suffered no consequence whatsoever. No notice of either situation having taken place was ever divulged to the public, not by the Yonkers Board of Education Board of Trustees, neither by the Yonkers Board of Education Superintendent Dr. Edwin Cazada, nor the Yonkers Police Department. Yonkers insiders in the know shared their learning of both incidents, confirming did take place. And each happenstance was confirmed through multiple sources who were perplexed and outraged as to why no media outlet reported what transpired over the past 2.5 weeks. The public has a right to know. YPD must divulge such incidents. That is their responsibility, and it could not be shrugged off or set aside by their silence. At issue, then, is what is the purpose of making such incidents public? Other students must be made aware that such conduct will not be tolerated, and those engaged in these acts should they wish to continue must find other venues to indulge their sexual desires. Every student must learn what standards are demanded and consequences must be devised to thwart such incidents from being repeated on school property, public property, and/or houses of worship. It is understood that every human being, no matter their gender, their sexual preference or preferences, their ethnicity, the color of their skin, or any other definition to which they may ascribe, behavior as noted above is best conducted in private, but definitely not in public. One's hormones may be raging. The prospect of being caught in the act can cajole, even coerce, the criminal record, which can and may haunt one's life for eternity. It is not my position to advise anyone what to do and with whom to do it. Those who indulge, if caught, may suffer the wrath of the law. If so, those caught may be paying for such conduct their whole life. It may not happen, but if it does, engaging in sexual release may happen in prison. From what I hear, not everyone is up for that scenario. What is evident by these incidents, perhaps even informed by photos of a Yonkers public school teacher who was publicly shamed when photos of her revealing outfit to satisfy some, quote, adult, end quote, boys in the Yonkers school surfaced and spread like wildfire on social media. The incident died almost as quickly as it surfaced. I'm saddened to say that such debauchery has continued unabated to one degree or another in the Yonkers Public School District among those at the top of the food chain, as well as by teachers who have been targeted for one reason or another to engage in unwanted sexual conduct. The result is now evident, that is, that some of the student body have chosen to engage in conduct similar to the adults at the top of the echelon who indulge themselves because they could and likely still do because they still can. It has also been suggested that conduct as described above will not see the light of day in order to omit knowledge of such happenstance. Can Yonkers afford to permit such decadent debauchery to continue among adults and teenagers without a negative outcome likely to eventually undermine the patina to which Yonkers likely aspires? Under Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano, under Yonkers Police Commissioner John Mueller, and under Dr. Edwin Cazada, we must make an immediate change that is written, expressed in unequivocal language, and will bear the brunt of the law for those who can't keep it in their pants. Whatever happened to respecting people, whether straight or gay, whether women or men of every age, whether having reached sexual maturity or not? Let us also not forget that circumstances as divulged herein may find themselves on the front burner of Westchester County District Attorney Miriam E. Rocha. Have the parents / guardians of those revealed herein received a letter from Dr. Cazada, Commissioner Mueller, or Mayor Spano advising them of what the respective schools of the kids involved? If not, why not? This must not be permitted to continue on school property. That is the law. The law also requires that the Yonkers Police Department must divulge all that takes place under their watch. No if, and, or but. Within 5 weeks from today, rather than rising to more respected heights, the city of Yonkers, having grown into the third largest city in New York, has been diminished by almost 11 years, rather than rising to the promise before the city on the hill whose majestic Hudson River has carved the Palisades for everyone to contemplate in awe. While the view itself permits us to aspire to greater heights on every plane, we must collectively agree that the debauchery we have tolerated for so long must be expunged from our minds. We must begin that journey together and only with respect. So that's the end of the story, the end of the hesitorial, and then we write, become a Tribune insider. Yonkers is the third largest city in New York State, and yes, Yonkersites are not only connected, but clued in as well. It has never been more essential to identify, unpack, and analyze important news, trends, and decisions shaping the cities, villages, towns, and the county. Specifically, we focus on Yonkers, Bronxville, Greenberg, Mount Vernon, Austin, Yorktown, and Westchester County. We've got you covered every Sunday through Friday. We navigate the hyperlocal maze. Even so, this one-man show can't do it alone. Share what you know and how you know it. I will investigate by searching further into the issues / concerns you raise. We'll endeavor to reveal the hyperlocal landscape, including power players, and connect the dots. Let's do this. I can only stay on the cutting edge with your input, and this telling was instigated by a caring, engaged individual whose concern and anger was appropriate by any and every measure. Thank you to them for their steadfastness in demanding I focus on this concern. It does, after all, affect us all. So thanks to our readers in advance for their respective consideration. Remember, your identity is sacrosanct. It is not divulged, and you can direct email to ehezzy@hush.com. So that was like a major, major concern. Now, let's just look at some other issues that have come to light. And, well, there has definitely been an upsurge in COVID-19 cases. And even though we're moving up north for this story, there are no available ICU beds. That's what the Canandaigua Hospital has said, and they've diverted patients when rooms ran out. Well, Thomas Hospital in Canandaigua temporarily diverted patients twice last week amid hospital bed shortages across the state. Hospitals alert the state when they want to make a diversion, and the state alerts emergency medical services to bring patients elsewhere for a set period of time. Thompson representatives said they enacted diversions on November 16 and November 18. They said it was necessary because they had a number of patients in the emergency department requiring intensive care, but no room in the ICU, in the intensive care unit, to move them out of the emergency department. That being said, we would never turn away an ambulance, said Ann Johnson with UR Medicine Thompson Health. So if an ambulance were to arrive with a patient needing emergency care, we would absolutely provide the care. Thompson representatives said they could not transfer their ICU patients to other area hospitals because there were no available ICU beds in all of Western New York. This, they said, was because many hospital patients had been waiting to be placed into nursing homes, but there were no beds available at nursing homes in the region. We're sending out nursing home applications 100 miles away, UR Thompson CEO Michael Stapleton said. We're actually trying to get a patient right now to New York City because that's the only bed available that we got. Of the 24 COVID-19 positive patients in Thompson's care, Stapleton reported 17 of them were unvaccinated and in need of serious care. Thompson representatives said, quote, our two diversions last week on November 16 and November 18 were due to several patients in the emergency department who were awaiting admission to the hospital, and this included several ICU-level patients, and all of our ICU beds were full. When we tried to transfer these patients, there were no available ICU beds in Western New York. As has been the case for several weeks, there are many patients in the hospital awaiting nursing home placement, and there are no nursing home beds available in the region. Diversion gives us a chance to decompress for a short period, diverting emergency medical services to other hospitals. According to the New York State Department of Health, quote, a diversion request does not mean the hospital emergency department is closed, but usually means the current emergency patient load exceeds the emergency department's ability to treat additional patients promptly. News 8 has reached out to other area hospitals in similar situations, but has not heard back. Well, and then there's a statement from Senator Jeremy Cooney. Quote, we are aware of the shrinking availability of hospital beds across health systems in our region and how this is impacting our local facilities. This troubling news comes at a time when we are seeing COVID-19 cases rise across our state and country. While workforce shortages remain a major issue for hospitals and care facilities, we believe the science and the health experts who tell us that we are all safer when more of us are vaccinated. I stand by our health officials and trust that if we do our part to ensure high rates of vaccination, that we will move closer to recovery. Very, very pertinent information, and definitely a troubling issue, to say the least. Bear with me a moment here. Okay, one second. All right, let me just see if I can get to the next page. Where are we here? All right, bear with me a second here. We did that. One second. Forgive me, for some reason I misplaced the pages, but we'll get there. So bear with me. All right, let me see if this moves on. Let's just see if we have this. Well, bear with me a moment. That's probably what's stressing me out too, because I needed to await the delivery, and they're running late today. So bear with me a second. All right. So we'll get this done. I should be here in a moment. Sorry about that. No one else is in the office. So I'll meet them. And then we'll be able to get returned back to the broadcast. Okay, we're heading up here. Oh,